I want to greet all of you in the victorious name of Jesus this morning as we come to the end of this service. I was thinking about what a blessing it was that the tenor of the service was not one of defeat and sorrow. And the faces that I see, some of them wet with tears, were not overcome by those tears. And the bitterness of parting is tempered so much by the sweetness, the confidence that we have that this is not the end of the story. I thought of a place in Hosea chapter 13 where the prophet declares with a shocking confidence the words of the Lord. Majestic in his sovereignty, declares this to his people, I believe to us today. I will ransom them from the power of the grave. I will redeem them from death. O death, I will be thy plague. O grave, I will be thy destruction. What a blessing this morning that as we're preparing to commit our friend and our brother, our grandfather, father, and husband, to a grave, it's not a victorious grave. It's a defeated grave. It's not a powerful grave. It's a destroyed grave. Appreciated the comment that Nathan made about the fact that death did not win a victory at 5:30 a.m. this past Saturday, but life did. I think that'll stick with me. A few things I was asked to read here at the end of the service. One is the lyrics to a song that I understand was sung faithfully every day by one of the granddaughters for Christ. The family asked that I'd read this. The title of the song is The Far Banks of Jordan. I believe my steps are growing wearier each day. Still, I've got a journey on my mind. The hurts of this old world have ceased to make me want to stay, but my one regret is leaving you behind. If it proves to be his will that I am first to go, and somehow I've a feeling that it will be, when it comes your time to travel, likewise don't feel lost, for I will be the first one that you see. In this life, we labored hard to earn our meager fare. It's brought us trembling hands and failing eyes. I'll just rest here on this shore and turn my eyes away until you come and we will see paradise. And I'll be waiting on the far side banks of Jordan. I'll be waiting, drawing pictures in the sand. And when I see you coming, I will rise up with a shout and come running through the shallow waters, reaching for your hand. Have the obituary the family asked me to read. As I prepared to read that, I thought about a conversation I had with Chris before we even came to this church about the King James translation, the just shall live by faith. I believe that's in Habakkuk and Hebrews and Galatians. And he said that it's better communicated in the German, and I don't know German, and but he gave me his understanding of it. He corrected it from the King James to read this way: the just shall live out their faith. Quite a different statement. I'm confident this morning as I read this obituary that it's the obituary of a just man who lived out his faith. Christ F. Esch, Jr., 72, of 309 Hillside Lane, Honey Grove, passed away at 6:30 a.m. Saturday, September 8th at his home. Born June 11th, 1946 in Narvon, PA, he was a son of the late Christ F. and Sarah Fisher Esch. On October 24th, 1970, he married Lizzie Lapp Esch. She resides at their home. He's survived by his children, Steve Esch and wife Loretta, Montezuma, Georgia, Lillian Miller and husband Merle of Penrose, Colorado, Marianne Spiker and husband Marlon of Honey Grove, PA, Dan Esch and wife Amanda of Honey Grove, PA, Sarah Lynn Fisher and husband Elvin of Honey Grove, PA, and Marlon Esch and wife Vonda of Cocalala, Idaho, sister Sylvia Hurst and husband Weaver of Narvon, PA, a brother-in-law John King of Quarryville, PA. He was preceded in death by a grandson, Arlen Spiker, a sister, Fanny King, and a brother, Sam Esch. He was a lifelong dairy farmer in Honeybrook before relocating to Juniata County. Chris was a member of the Shade Mountain Christian Fellowship in Mifflin, PA. He had a love for the Lord. He enjoyed singing. The family wants to express their thanks and appreciation for kindness, support, meals, and love shown them during this time.